As you can see, there's something unique and special about this Sunday, because I am wearing, and again, it ain't pink. It's rose. I'm going to beat that horse until he rises again. He's already dead, but I'm going to beat that horse. Why? Because we rejoice. The rejoicing doesn't just happen. We have skin in the game, if you will. I want to start out, I did not start the other homilies with this. It came up in conversation after the 8 o'clock Mass, but I think it's pertinent. You know, they say kids can be cruel. They can. So could I when I was a kid. There was a girl in my class from first grade, Cindy. And you know how it is when you're a kid, you want to fit in. And Cindy was picked on. And I was one of the ones that picked on her. We grew up, got into high school. That was when we were little. But it was one of those things that was always kind of back here. It stood out in my memory. I didn't contemplate it. But I realized it stood out in my memory over those years when something happened. I was back home. This is 2 years ago. I was back home, I think, for deer season. And I'd stopped at the grocery store. And I had regular street clothes on. And I was in the produce department and I saw Cindy. Or I thought I did. And so I was kind of looking, and is that Cindy? Well, then I was taking care of my stuff. Well, then she disappeared, and I saw her down on aisle, and I stopped and I looked. And I realized very quickly, she's going to think I'm creeping her out. And I realized, yeah, it's her. So I got done with my shopping, and Providence. She finished hers when I finished mine. She was in the checkout line just ahead of me. And I said, Cindy? She turned, she goes, yeah. I said, Greg Mishaw. Oh, hi, Greg. Very pleasant. Very pleasant. How are you? Just made small talk. But I had a plan. So she got done checking out, and then I didn't have that much stuff. And providentially, I was able to get done in my checkout line and get outside before she had put everything into her car. Now, I hadn't seen her since high school. And I went up to her and I said, hey, Cindy, how are you? And she goes, good. She goes, I just moved back from Colorado or something. Oh. I said, I owe you an apology. She kind of looked at me knowingly. And I said, I was not very kind to you in grade school. I said, I'm sorry. And she said, I've already forgiven you. I walked away from there with a sense of freedom. And it wasn't because she said, oh, don't worry about it, it was nothing. She knew it was something, and so did I. But you want to know something? She had already been freed of that, because she had already forgiven me long before I even encountered her. Her response to me was clear. Yeah, I've thought about this. And I've already forgiven you. Why do I bring this up? Because of Gaudete Sunday. Rejoice. We rejoice at this halfway point of Advent, because Advent is, and I apologize for not pointing this out beforehand this year, Advent is a penitential season. We come to terms with the way we've hurt the Lord. But it's also a time when we're reminded that we have to forgive each other. In the Old Testament, in Leviticus 25, you see the establishment of what's called the Jubilee. The Jubilee was a law, it was a law for the Jews. And they were to, every 7 years, to forgive in a special way. But then it says in Leviticus 25, every 7 years of weeks, you are to celebrate a jubilee. 7 years of weeks is 7 times 7. And in that 50th year, that is a year that all debts are relieved, forgiven, particularly those of relationship. It was not uncommon back in those days when somebody fell into a debt they could not repay to somebody, that they would literally sell themselves into servitude to another. And the Jubilee was the releasing of that slave back to their original status. That was legally bound on the Jews. Now, move to the book of Daniel, chapter 9. And you see Daniel praying on behalf of the Jewish people, saying, Lord, we have sinned against you, and your righteous wrath is what we deserve. And I'm paraphrasing that. And then Daniel has an experience with Gabriel, the angel. It's the only time Gabriel appears in the Old Testament. And Gabriel says to Daniel, now the time of release from debt will not happen in every 50 years or every 49 years. Now it will be not 7 weeks of years, but 70 weeks of years. In other words, 490 years. It will be 490 years before this jubilee, before any of you could experience this release of your debt. Now fast forward with me to the book of Luke, to the Gospel of Luke. When do we see Gabriel again? When he appears to Mary. Any idea how many years between appearances? 490. Gabriel is announcing now is a time for release. Why the 490 years? Because the Jews wouldn't forgive. They wouldn't release their slaves. They just wouldn't do it. As we prepare for this event, God is telling us through Advent, forgive and ask for forgiveness. I think forgiveness is one of the most misunderstood concepts and terms in the faith. You can correct me after Mass if you think I'm wrong, but don't people really think of mercy as saying, oh, that's okay. What you did, we'll just wipe it off the slate. If I forgive you, I have to pretend that what you did to me didn't really happen. I think there's a real belief that that's kind of what mercy is. That's not at all what it is. True mercy recognizes what you did to me or I did to you was real and it hurt. Remember Cindy? It doesn't deny the reality of the injustice that was done. It acknowledges it. And it even says that sometimes justice has to be restored, even at the cost of the one who did the injustice. But, all that being true, the one who is hurt says from their heart, "And I want peace for you in your life. I want what's best for you. I want goodness in your life." That's mercy. It is not a denial of what happened. That's just enabling. That's ensuring that nothing is healed. We preach mercy because there's something that requires it, injustice. So here's the question, and I think here's the message for us on this Gaudete Sunday. Is there somebody you need to ask forgiveness from? First, the Lord. And is there somebody else that you need to say, "You know what? I'm sorry. What I did hurt you, and I know it." And or, is there someone you need to forgive? Is there someone that you need, even if they don't approach you? Remember Cindy? I've already forgiven you. Is there somebody you need to forgive from your heart? Not denying what they did was wrong, acknowledging it, but then saying, "Lord, please bless them with your goodness." Imagine how different this world would be if we all lived mercy. It would change everything overnight. So in preparation for our Lord's coming, who do you need to forgive? And who do you need to ask forgiveness from? Let the mercy of God heal you and yours.